I don't think I've ever actually watched Joshua Kimmich play before. So, I mean, other than like the World Cup, I don't think I, other than maybe COVID where I woke up to watch Bayern play what like 30 a, minutes
oh
of football.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Never
that's
seen him
amazing.
Play a game
That's amazing. He's been holding that in all pod.
But it's okay. Welcome, 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 everybody, to episode 42 of the Real Football Podcast. We've had a big week of football. It's been Champions League. It's been a little bit of Premier League. About a dabble of it. A big FA Cup games this past weekend, including a massive result for my team, which I admittedly can't say much this season. Anyways, boys, did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, it felt like a really big, long roller coaster of football because we had Champions League and then we had Premier League, not really. Then we had FA Cup. It just felt like a
that
big...
That Arsenal game was a week ago. It doesn't feel like it.
I know.
I feel like so much has happened between then.
I know. It feels like longer than a week ago. Are we sure it was... Champions League was last week, right?
Last week we did crazy. Score predictions.
It was less than a week ago.
Yeah. Man, it feels like so long since we've sat in the studio.
Yeah.
Partly because we upload the episode so fast. Thank you for that, Miles.
Thank you.
Thank you, Blaze.
Speaking of Miles, we're back at our OG table today. And across from me again, which I've kind of missed, is Miles Alberger, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
And across from me is Blake.
Hi.
And we got Antoine.
Hi.
Antoine Hattrick, I wish. Mbappe Hattrick this weekend.
Mbappe Hattrick this weekend, yes.
He's rocking the kit this weekend.
Great Hattrick, too. Great Hattrick, too.
Who'd you play? Who'd you play again?
Montpellier.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. We would slap United. Anyways. I digress. Okay. I digress.
What did they do to Liverpool then?
I digress.
Woo!
Didn't even play them, but anyways.
Anyways.
Let's get on to Champions League to start.
Shall we start with that?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's start with Champions League,
gentlemen,
Julian.
Before we get into the nitty-gritty analysis of the game, I want you both to tell us about your experience watching it.
Oh,
I want you to go first.
I would love to.
I want to hear this because he was at a bar, so I want to know what he.
Yeah. So I went to a bar to watch the game, and it was it was a lot of fun. It was like an Arsenal supporters bar, and you know it was a 4 p.m. kickoff on a Tuesday afternoon, and great showing from a lot of people. Actually, I was very surprised. It was like 40 people there, but in terms of the game. You know, obviously Blake won't be surprised by this, but I wasn't, not until like we got into extra time, I was that stressed. I don't know what it was.
Yeah, maybe, he's insane. I was just stressed.
Maybe because
what is he fucking talking about?
I just don't know. No, like it's not, I can't.
And then he questions me when I go like, oh, why are you so negative? And then he goes, you know, I wasn't even stressed throughout the whole game. What does that even mean?
No, like toward like in extra time and towards the end of the game.
The whole game I was stressed. We needed a goal.
I know.
The only part I wasn't stressed was when it was in between every like section of time that was being played on the pitch.
I'm just time on the pitch.
Like the eruption I felt when, first of all, I was cussing out Trossard the whole first half.
Really?
Because he was, no one played well, if we're honest. None of the attackers. The Porto defense and midfield clamped our wingers.
Whoever, oh my God, Pepe.
I know.
Pepe, so class, bro.
What was it? It was the magic of Martin Odegaard, the true captain material player.
Wow.
Yeah.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah. Hint, nudge, nudge. Was the brilliance of Martin Odegaard, who did a little body feint, who opened up the space for Leandro Trossard, who I was cussing out 5 minutes before, to cut across, get and receive the ball, slide it into the bottom right corner. Beautiful goal, beautiful finish, and then it was mid from there.
Yeah,
super mid. We should have probably scored one of our chances. Like Gabriel Jesus had a really good chance in regular time, but then penalties came out, and I'm telling you, boys, I thought we were gonna lose because I've seen us lose like to penalties against Portuguese opposition before. I thought it was gonna happen again.
Yeah,
but David Raya,
he's the man.
He sold me. Like he sold me a dream. There's no doubt in my mind that he's better than Ramsdale now.
I'm surprised you haven't bought a kit yet.
I might have to next year. Yeah. If they win something big, like Premier Champions League, I'm buying it.
Which they won't. Let's make it clear.
We're going to get into our predictions.
Anyways, I was very ecstatic about the win. I was stressed, but ecstatic. Felt relieved.
And you had like your roommates walking in on you during it, right?
It's like he was committing a...
Oh, me?
Yes,
yeah.
You.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, literally. I couldn't watch the Pens. Like, I'm telling you, you know when you turn around and you just hear from the reaction? That's all I was doing.
Wow.
I didn't watch Ramsdale's first... Ramsdale. Wow. See, I still love Matt Hart. I didn't watch Raya's first save.
You were doing the cop thing where you turn away.
Yeah, it was Owen's reaction. Oh my God, he saved it. I was like, what? He saved it. You have no idea. It was crazy. And then we scored every other pen. And then I did watch him save the last one because I was less stressed. Once we were once we were up in the shootout, I was excited.
If I'm being completely honest, if Aaron Ramsdale was in between the sticks, none of those are getting saved. I'm sorry.
You think? I thought Ramsdale was good at saving pens.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
No, he's not. He's good at shithousering and gets them to miss by like and kick the ball into Rosette. But other than that, like,
you're saying he's overrated?
No.
You're saying he sucks, Miles?
No.
You're saying you hate him?
No.
You think he should leave the club, Miles?
Maybe. For his own good.
Fair.
You don't want him anymore, Miles?
We can get good money for him.
He's so Chelsea bound. It's insane.
Yeah, I know.
How would y'all feel about that?
I'd be anywhere but there. Anywhere but London.
Yeah, for real. Like I like him too much of a guy to go.
Little like West Ham transfer.
Yeah, that's fine.
Flap.
West Ham's like barely London.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It is London. It's
definitely London. It's not a rival of yours.
Yeah, but no, it was good. PSG went through.
PSG did go through. Very, very proud.
I feel like all the other games were pretty.
We completely forgot to talk about that last week.
Did we? Yeah. It's fine. It was
very routine for you.
It was
guys.
Expected. Yeah. Routine. Nothing out of the ordinary.
I only went to class on Tuesday just to sit there with Antoine to watch the game. And then after you guys scored pretty there, I was like,
all right.
Man, why am I here?
Yeah, exactly. No, honest.
Hey, like,
this
I appreciate
is cruising.
It. Absolutely. I actually got spoiled the day I watched the game. I was watching on DAZN. And then I just see on the top right of my screen, goal, PSG. Well, I'm watching the same game.
Oh, I saw.
So I had to turn off the alert.
That sucks.
I don't have notifications on for any games anymore.
Well, I get ruined anyways because I'm always on the crappy streams.
Oh, did I ruin it? Did I spoil it for you, the United game?
No, it was freaking it was Naps in our class. I was watching the Bayern game next to Antoine.
Mm.
And then just every time I hear Naps go, yo, yo, yo.
You know.
Have you guys ever, during COVID, I did this thing where I used to put on the Arsenal game, and I used to perfectly link up like an AFTV stream.
Yeah, I do that with Goldberg all the time.
Oh yeah,
yeah, and I would have it on my, I would have my computer on my lap with the game, and then, and it was so great because every time, you know, David Luiz misplaced a pass or you know Mustafi missed a tackle, you know it was great. But I mean, obviously we've moved on. But I'm just saying, like you know that delayed reaction of you know seeing of getting other people's reactions from the game.
Do you also watch AFTV these days?
No,
it's so dead.
I'm too old.
I feel
for
like
that
it's
now.
Dead now. I feel like they kind of thrived off negativity.
I think that era of football is dead. Fan reactions are dead, unless it's Goldberg. Like that era of like live.
Absolutely, yeah, no,
it's just dead. Like
I think it was always an act, and people have seen through the act.
Yeah.
In the last couple of years.
Yeah,
it's like oh, you're just
well, also
guys
all the entertaining guys are either in jail, dead, or just not a part of.
Wow, AFTV. Couldn't have said it by myself.
Well, that too.
Little fun fact of the day. Those two penalty shootouts in the round of 16 last week, Atletico Madrid versus, who was it? Inter. And Arsenal versus Porto were the first penalty shootouts since 2016 in the knockout stage.
Seriously?
Absolutely.
In the
since
knockout
the
stage?
The final of 2016?
Yep.
It's the final of 2016.
Wow. That's
insane.
So
insane.
Random. I mean, not random, but that's
I
so
guess like taking away the away rule kind of.
Yeah, it does kind of affect it.
That's why I love the away rule. I love the away rule. I still don't know why they took
the away goal rule you love?
Yeah. It just shouldn't have been in play past extra time or during extra time. Once if it's on aggregate same and away on away goals and it's all the same, it shouldn't go through to extra time because that's unfair.
Thing was, it was always just so hard to explain to people.
Yeah,
it was like
away goals count more than any other goal. If you have more, if the tie is tied, you have more away goals than your opponent, then you go through.
No, but it's and like, I just explained so like now this team has to score two goals and they just like so it counts as two. It's like no, it counts as one. But if the game is tied, then you have to.
Yeah,
did I not just explain it perfectly?
I mean,
away goals count more than normal any other goal.
What does it count as two?
No,
exactly.
It counts valuable. As,
so that, and that makes it
so
confusing.
It kind of like
no,
it counts as more valuable, but you can't like someone that doesn't know any footy would not understand that.
But if I explained to them, they would. That's what I'm saying.
You just charm them into understanding.
Yeah,
that's what you're saying.
Yeah. Give them a little look. Look.
If it's 3-3 on aggregate, but you have two away goals and they only have one.
Hey, listen, if it's 3-2 on aggregate, but you have three away goals, love. Then.
Anyway.
Moving. Moving on.
Barcelona handled Napoli quite easily, winning 3-1 on the day.
Pau Kubrasi. Kubrasi. Center back. He's a Leonard little boy. Absolutely, he is. Man of the match against Napoli, pocketed Osimhen. At the weekend, played against Atletico, pocketed Alvaro Morata, which isn't really a hard task. But he's in form right now, so kind of is a hard task. 17 years old. My Barca fans are hyping him up, but they seem to be hyping up every single youngster that comes to their club, and they all seem to flop. But this one I kind of like.
Things with Barcelona is they have to turn in their youngsters more now.
That's
so
true.
They're just going to have more youngsters to overhype.
I'm excited how he's going to play against PSG. We'll see about that. Speaking of, should we get into our predictions for the quarterfinals and even the road to the final? Because the draws are made, the sides are decided.
Would you like to read us out the four?
Absolutely.
Four fixtures.
On the left side, you have Arsenal against Bayern and then City against Real Madrid. So the winner of either games would play each other. And then on the right side, you have PSG against Barcelona and Atletico Madrid against Dortmund, which I feel is a snooze fest, but it makes the other games better. Like, so many people are like, oh, Atletico Madrid, Dortmund, like, that's so dead. But imagine having twice as many dead games because you would have Atletico against, let's say, PSG and then Dortmund against Real Madrid. That's two snooze fests compared to the one.
Yeah.
So it's better that they're playing each other.
It's not even a snooze fest.
It makes it even more interesting.
Not. Dortmund have been really good in the Champions
League. You want to hear my take that Antoine's not going to like is whoever wins the semifinal game on the Arsenal, Bayern, Real Madrid, City side is who's going to win the Champions
League. I don't think
so,
though.
Well, that's just because you think PSG is going to win it, but that's what
just because you don't understand that in one game anything could happen. We almost saw Inter Milan beat Man City last year.
I know, I understand that.
And they should have.
I'm just saying.
Look, I think Bayern's going through.
Yo,
Say it.
Y'all have a great route to the final.
Yes, we do.
Of course they do.
Yes, we do. What do you mean lucky? We've been unlucky for the past 7 years. We fucking deserve this. And I told you at the beginning of the season, we are going to win this Champions League. We are one of the favorites. Now we're going to get to the finals, and you're going to look back in the podcast and be like, damn, he was right.
Respectfully, I think you could be right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were clowning me at the beginning of the season.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. But then it was Arsenal versus Barcelona.
No, respectfully, I think Bayern's going through.
I don't think so. You know what's even crazier? I think Arsenal might even beat City. Because I think the only team that can beat City in a two-legged match, in a two-legged affair, is an English team.
Yeah.
Because
they know how they play.
Blake, you think of back last month when Bayern, how Bayern were playing in the Champions League.
He doesn't want to believe it.
I just understand. Can't.
I know.
I just can't.
I feel you. I'm having PTSD from it as well.
I just can't.
5-1.
I'm just going to get hurt.
I just don't see how City doesn't win the treble again this year.
See, that I can't agree with.
No.
I think if anything, there's a lot of
parity.
I think
they're by far and away the favorite in the Prem. I can't see United.
Are they, though?
I can't see United or Chelsea
beating
them in the FA Cup.
Honestly,
if you don't think Arsenal beats City, then who beats City in the Champions League?
I never said Arsenal don't beat City. I said Arsenal, I think Bayern will go through.
Okay. Do you think Bayern beats City?
No.
Okay.
I think Arsenal's a better chance to beat City than Bayern, though.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, I see that.
I just think, honestly, I think Arsenal-Bayern is a better matchup for us because, first of all, Davies can't defend for shit. Love him to death.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. Oh, my God. Finally, the Davies. Fraud is coming up.
Okay, not fraud.
He's a fucking fraud.
The Saka-Davies matchup, I'm here for the Saka feasting session.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hopefully, also Martinelli. We forgot that he's been out because if he's back in that game, it'd be so much different.
Who's the right wing back? Is it Mazraoui?
I think Kimmich has been playing there this season.
Yeah. Oh, he's done for. Fucking Kimmich. I mean, Kimmich is good, but
you have not watched the mid of him in two years.
Yeah, Kimmich is like so fundamentally sound. It's crazy.
I know, but he ain't fast.
You don't need to be fast if you're fundamentally sound. Why do you think Busquets has been good?
He's pretty fast.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. We're still gonna beat them.
See what I mean? I can't do that. That's
unbridled confidence.
Yeah,
no, I'm
just illusion. You don't know.
I had that in the beginning.
I'm fucking joking.
Why are you getting mad?
Because I'm fucking joking. You're taking it so seriously.
But you're not joking.
But you're not joking.
Yes, I fucking am. You think I think that we're gonna beat Bayern? A fucking course not. I'm still trying to find the positives to it though.
What? You don't think you're gonna beat Bayern?
No.
What?
I'm being completely honest with you.
I think Arsenal are favorites.
I would love us to.
Like,
don't get
favorites,
me wrong.
No.
Yeah, I think they're favorites.
Chance? Yes. Favorites? No.
I think there's like. Realistically, I think it's like a 55, 40, 45.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. 55 Bayern.
Sure. Just because of experience.
Yeah.
But can we just talk about how Miles had a freak out?
I thought
he always
Miles never has freak outs. That's one of the firsts.
No,
because you guys thought that I was like, you actually think that, brother.
I'm on podcast.
Brother.
brother.
You actually think that like what's his name is going to dominate one of the best midfielders of our generation? Probably not.
Wait, who is he talking about now?
Not Goretzka. Kimmich.
Oh, now he's one of the best.
He's calling him Kimmich
first,
now.
First of all, he was slow. That was the first thing. Now he's one of the best midfielders of the generation.
No, were you not just calling Declan Wright? Are you saying Kimmich is one of the best midfielders of our generation?
Yeah.
That's just incorrect, too.
I don't think he is.
He's just not at all.
The next generation.
Such a FIFA thing to say. He's just not. Kimmich is, like, good, but...
He's Hullet gang, though.
He's only game. Also, Miles just called him slow, said Martinelli would eat him alive, and now he's one of the best midfielders of our generation.
It's contrasting. Doesn't really make sense to me.
Bro. It doesn't.
Brother.
He's also not one of our...
I don't know, brother.
Like, Declan Rice is better than Joshua Kimmich. Like, let's be,
mine
so,
will go through,
let's
brother.
Be so honest.
Yeah, let's be honest.
However, in the other draw, which is...
PSG-Barca.
I'm back in PSG.
To make it to the final?
Oh, my God. No.
Really?
Who, like, I think you guys will struggle against, like,
really?
An Atleti.
Okay. Hey, that's,
I can see that.
I could see it too.
An experienced squad versus, like,
a generational
bogey team.
I just don't think we're inexperienced anymore, but.
Loki, I could see.
Here's the unbridled confidence.
Oh, my God. I didn't know you guys gained confidence halfway through the season.
Okay, I was saying the same exact thing at the beginning of the season. You were calling me crazy. You're still calling me crazy when we're in the final and winning. You're going to call me crazy
I'm
again.
Gonna call you crazy,
but we're going to have the Champions League, so what the fuck are you going to say then?
Bro, you're not going to win the Champions League. And I'm like, oh, crazy now. So much for that. So much for that. With a fucking lucky ass draw as well.
Slamming the freaking table.
Safety,
I'm pissed.
My boy.
I'm mad.
Lucky ass draw.
But you're positive.
I don't know why you're mad.
I'm not mad.
You just, like, kind of said something a little fraudulent. So we had to.
No!
What?
Oh, fuck!
Stop!
Right!
What? Talk to me about Kimmich. What? Why?
I don't want to talk about Kimmich.
So,
I told you, bro. He's holding game.
Hey, be honest. You kind of shot yourself in the foot there.
I don't give a fuck.
Who else do they have?
Move on.
Who else do they have?
Who? Bayern?
Yeah.
Leon?
He's holding gang too, actually.
Kingsley?
Actually, their whole midfield might be holding gang, low key.
Kingsley's injured.
Serge
Bastian Schweinsteiger.
Matistel, watch out for him.
Whatever, just move on.
No, honestly,
we're beating Bayern 5-0. I don't give a fuck anymore.
Okay, let's dive into PSG Barcelona. Like, what do we actually think will happen?
Oh, wait, can we do a combined 11 for every team?
I'm so down.
I like that. Okay, let's do for PSG Barcelona.
Okay.
Okay, Donnarumma, Hernandez, Beraldo, Marquinhos.
Okay, relax.
Hey, whoa.
Donnarumma or who's there?
Ter Stegen.
Really?
Yes. He's 90
you guys, even. Okay. You guys haven't been watching Donnarumma, so I'll give it to you, but I think Donnarumma was better. Okay, Miles, shut the fuck up. Anyways.
Same bullshit.
If it goes to pens, they're fucked.
Right
Donnarumma's saving everything.
Right back is Hakimi.
Right back is Hakimi.
Who is a right
left back?
Guy, right?
Left back is Nuno Mendes.
Roncancelo, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, is he still getting minutes, though?
Yeah, he is.
Okay.
He scored against
Oh, did he? I'm fraudulent.
Center backs for Barca would be Araujo and...
Kubasi?
Usually Koundé, but
Koundé plays right back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, no, I'd say Marquinhos. To be honest, I don't really mind if Marquinhos doesn't even play because Beraldo has been actually cooking, like playing out of his mind. He came from Brazil in the winter and he's playing like literally one of the most. Okay, I'm not going to go that far.
Yeah.
Because we're not shooting a TikTok. But he's playing very, very good. For his age, he's showing a lot of maturity. So I'd honestly take him over Marquinhos right now, to be honest. But then there's the experience thing that comes into hand. So actually, I don't know. I take both my center backs over both of Barca's center backs.
Did he play in the Champions League?
Yeah, he did.
So quality.
He played against Sociedad. I think he was my man of the match. Obviously, Mbappe got it because he scored.
I think
two
it was Kubarsi that had this tackle on Victor Osimhen, and it was just like, oh my god.
Yeah.
Like, you are a teenager doing that to one of the best strikers in the world. He's 17. Mm. He's an 07.
Best strikers in the world is crazy.
This kid is my brother's age. Oh my god.
So anyway, left back.
Left
Nuno
back.
Mendes.
Yeah.
Actually, Cancelo plays left back.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Cancelo can't play left back. They also have
He's been cooking. Alex, he's actually so good. I'm about to get him out of here. Put him on left bench.
I really like him.
Left bench. That's crazy. Cancelo's hurt right now. I knew it.
Is he? Yeah. No, he's so good, though. He's actually a player I respect a lot.
Yeah.
Very good.
Standing up to
Will he be ready to play in the Champions League?
I don't know. You want to ask him?
I'm still not over this.
So then why would we put him in the team if he's not fucking ready to play?
Because it's a Barca combined 11.
I'm also still not over this Kimmich thing. That was really funny. Like, that needs to be...
It's getting cut out.
No, it's not. I'm editing the pod.
Oh, thanks.
That was wholesome.
Oh, thanks.
It's definitely staying in because it was... See, he knew he fucked up too.
So what's our back four?
All PSG except Ter Stegen.
Yeah. Fuck. No, it can't be.
It has to be. You're taking Araujo over Hernandez or Marquinhos?
Okay, the CDM.
We'll be in the Champions League. Let me see.
First midfielder, if we're talking CDM, you cannot have Barcelona in there. You can't. They've been playing Christensen as their CDM lately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So.
We don't play with CDM. We play three center mids.
Their team is so fraudulent.
Classic 4-3-3.
Okay, so probably De Jong.
Vitinha. Zaire Emery. That's what I'm taking.
Pedri, brother.
Pedri's injured. Pedri's
Gavi, brother.
You think Gavi is... No.
What about Ilkay? Ilkay's good.
Ilkay's
been fraudulent.
I think Gavi's also injured, eh?
Gavi's injured, too.
Ilkay put in a good shift, though, against Napoli.
Gavi's also... So is Frankie. Frankie's injured, too.
You can put Pedri
Gavi,
in there, but...
Frankie, and Pedri are all injured. Gavi, Frankie, Pedri
expected
all
but they're back. They're all back.
Mid-April.
They're all back before the first game.
Yo, this team is fraudulent.
They have, like, a... I don't know, man. And then forwards...
Okay, wait, what's our midfield?
Mbappe and Dembele. There's your forwards.
Midfield is De Jong, Vitinha, Zaire Emery.
Thank you.
Okay. Like, I'm not even going to...
That's
argue.
Crazy.
What's crazy about it?
Like, Pedri's better than
No,
Zaire.
He's not.
Yes, he is.
So glazed, bro.
He's more experienced. Bro. I think at his age, Pedri's age, Zaire Emery's going to be a better player
so
than Pedri.
So is Zaire Emery better than Declan Rice?
No.
What?
Is Zaire Emery better than... Than Bruno?
But
yes. Oh. Everyone's better than Bruno.
Wait, Loki, that's a shout, though.
No, they don't play the same position.
Oh, here we fucking go.
Yeah.
No.
Thank you. See,
no,
now he knows ball knowledge. No. So he's not going to go on about comparing two people that play distinctly different roles.
Crazy. This is so stupid.
Okay.
So,
and then front three what? Front three is what?
Is fucking Lewandowski, Dembele, and Mbappe.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
Fuck. PSG got clears.
What's your
oh my
combined
God.
11?
I'm also so mad. Like,
Mbappe. I put Joao Felix over Dembele personally.
So can I just interject for 1 second? Messi Ronaldo debate. We just should never do that because they play different positions.
But they're two goal scoring greats.
No. They play different positions.
Well, okay. Yeah. Believe what you want to believe. I mean, there's clearly no debate for me, but
no. But they play different positions.
But there's no debate for me.
No, but they play different.
We're talking about the best player of all time. It doesn't matter about.
But they play.
But it doesn't matter about
positions.
If we're talking best player of all time. It's about player in your position. How good you are of a player in your position, right?
So
if we're talking
did
about
we not say best midfielder of all time, I'm pretty sure we've said.
We didn't say
Busquets
best midfielder of all time.
To
we
Modric,
said we said
gets
who's better.
To Javi,
no,
gets
we said
to
who's
Zidane.
Better. We said who's better. We said Zaire Emery or Bruno Fernandes. Bruno Fernandes plays a different role than Zaire Emery. But we're not talking about
the best
player in general. We're talking about who's the best at their position.
Oh my God. I hate you all so much. I hate you all so much.
All right.
Okay, whatever. What's your combined 11? So Miles doesn't want to be here, so.
Mbappe, Lewandowski maybe. I don't know. He played two strikers or something, or one plays on the wing.
Miles just doesn't watch footy, guys.
Yeah,
I don't know.
One like, I don't give up. Like, bro,
okay,
I don't know. If I say anything, it just gets shot down because it's a terrible take. I don't fucking watch Bayern.
Dude,
I mean, I don't watch Barcelona. I don't watch PSG. I watch Arsenal. That's it. So far as I'm concerned, we can put in Unai Hernandez in at right wing. How's that sound?
He's solid.
What about Lamine Yamal?
Oh, we forgot about him.
Oh, Loki?
14-year-old kid.
Loki?
Roman.
No.
Loki?
No, he's not. No, he does not.
What about Rafinha? Rafinha?
No.
Did anyone catch that? He said Yamin Lamal. Like he didn't know who it was. Like it was an.
All right. What about.
Joao Felix.
I don't even know anymore. Joao Felix? I mean, shit. He doesn't even start for Barcelona.
One's working out Barcelona, one didn't. So.
True. Man, he's working at PSG though, and he's working hard.
Okay, let's
Ferran Torres.
We have our combined 11, right?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
Like let's 9 PSG players and 2 Barca players.
Yeah.
Wow. Congratulations. I think we did that again. So you guys should smash them.
Okay, let's do Arsenal Bayern.
Okay. Goalkeeper, Raya. Neuer's washed. He's old.
See, I don't know about that.
Really? Neuer's more experienced, obviously.
It's Neuer. It's Neuer.
You think so?
It's Neuer.
He's old.
Neuer.
Doesn't matter. Like it's still Neuer.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Give it a year, but right now it's Neuer.
Give it a year. He's done already.
No, it's Neuer.
I think it's Neuer. Okay. And then we go Ben Weyer right back.
We can go Ben Weyer right back.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Who else? Offering of options. Mazraoui's been alone for a while. He's a native right back. They also just signed Sasha Bowie. He's been ripping up in the Champions League.
So don't fucking put...
I know. That's why I said
okay, yeah,
Ben White.
Okay.
Not Kimmich?
Are we playing a back three or back two? Or back
Kimmich?
No, we'll go 4-3-3.
Wait, you guys don't want to add Kimmich in?
Okay. Oh, true. Fuck.
Yeah.
We can slot him in midfield.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he played right back, though.
Center backs.
This is our 11 box. And...
Respectfully, I don't watch any Bundesliga, so I can't even.
Kim and Jay has to be in there.
Kim and Jay and Saliba. I don't know.
Upamecano's good.
Kim and Jay and Saliba.
Not sure. Not Upamecano.
What?
I said not Upamecano.
Upamecano was gross.
He's disgusting good.
He's gross.
He's so good.
He's sneaky good.
I feel like people think he's bad right now because of the 2 red cards.
Because they watched him a year ago and have not tuned in a minute since, and now they just won't let that go.
Yeah, I'll give
which
it
is
Kim,
me included.
I'll give it Kim, I guess.
Left back.
Davies. No.
Yes.
Actually, wait. You guys don't have a left back. I forgot.
Davies.
Jurian's back.
Oh my god. He's not in the Champions League squad, though.
Yes, he is.
I thought he... Is he?
They put him on, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think.
Don't say
he should be.
No, it's Davies.
It's Davies.
It's Davies. Yes.
But he sucks, but it's Davies.
Okay, and the midfield three, he doesn't... Shut the fuck up. He's better than any of your left backs.
I promise you he's not.
He's better than every French left back.
Moving on. Any French left back?
Yes.
He's not better than Theo Hernandez. I promise you he isn't.
I promise
you. Right hand on the Bible, he's not.
You don't even believe in the Bible, so...
I absolutely do.
Respectfully, he's better. He's better. Okay, maybe not defensively. Attackingly, he's better than Theo Hernandez.
Attack? Not even...
Oh my god, okay, he's just the bias.
I don't know.
Whatever, it's fine.
Three CMs.
The midfield three.
Put your Champions League trophy on the table.
What? That Davies is worse than Theo Hernandez? Absolutely.
Fam, what?
What do you mean?
And moving on, midfield three.
Put Rice. Your A2 on the table.
Okay. All right.
Rice,
Odegaard.
Gimmick. Hold on now. Musiala has to be in there.
Absolutely.
Oh, shit, this is hard now.
Never heard of him.
Musiala, Kimmich, Rice.
Yep.
No.
Yes, please. Blake,
now
Blake,
we're, please. Now we're just overrating
Blake,
him.
Blake, please.
No.
Blake, please.
Is Musiala better than Odegaard?
Blake Evan.
Oh, I don't know.
Blake Evan Talibus. Let's not do this, please.
No, let's... Oh, my God. You still think Bruno's better than Odegaard, so...
To our lovely listeners.
Wait, you actually think
Bruno's...
No, I don't.
Okay.
Do we do the Bruno
comparison? We're not doing this.
Oh, I love it. Nah, we can't.
It'll take too much time. It's okay. We'll do it tomorrow.
No, right,
we'll do
it next time.
Musiala's better than both of them, I can tell you that.
Better than Rice.
No.
They're two different positions. Absolutely.
This guy's in the orbit of Mars right now. We're
Blake,
not
you can't compare a CAM to a CDM.
Well,
oh my god, we're not.
Huh?
It's Rice, it's Kimmich, it's Musiala. Very simple.
I want Odegaard over Musiala right now.
I don't. Anyways.
Of course you do. Because you want in the...
You want Bruno over everyone!
No,
so
not Musiala. Not Musiala.
Also,
I love
Musiala's
Bruno, but Musiala is just... So, he's just not.
He just has played on the wing a lot this season, so don't act like...
He's played
like
a few times for Germany. He drifts to the wing sometimes, but he is a midfielder for...
I agree. I'm... Bro, what if he played on the wing during this tie? What are you going to do when he played on the wing?
Give it to me, Blake.
What are you going to do? Oh, look, he played left wing. Oh, wow, look who was fucking right.
How many games?
Well, in the game against Bayern, or in the game against Lazio, he played left wing. It was Goretzka Pavlovic, 19-year-old. He's a Leonard's old boy.
Nice. So you're telling me
he's
every game
that,
they play Pavlovic instead of...
No, I'm saying Musiala's been playing on the wing a lot.
Yes, but he is not a winger, naturally. He's not a winger.
Also,
just like Kimmich, he's not naturally.
Kimmich is playing right back. So
that's why he's...
Kimmich, you're right. Kimmich is playing right back. So Kimmich over Ben White, probably. Okay.
If you want to do that, you can do that.
Because then we can have Musiala.
But then the balance.
Oh my god.
The buckets. I'm joking.
Odegaard can play eight.
Whatever. Whatever midfield three. And then Kane, Saka, Martinelli. Guys, come on.
Martinelli. Mm. Hold on now.
Okay, little, can we talk about
I would put Musiala over Martinelli at left wing.
I thought Musiala was this. I thought he was a central player.
Don't listen to
He played left wing against fucking Birchstad. Darmstad.
What, 6'2"?
Two goals.
6'2"?
No, I'm going to be honest, guys. He's definitely a big winger. Anyway.
I'm actually so excited. I forgot Musiala literally existed. I'm excited to see him play against Arsenal.
I know.
He's going to cook.
I have a feeling that he's going to get locked
up.
Ben White is the...
Oh, you got about Muller, too.
Ben White can't handle Champions League nights.
Just move on.
Yeah, Miles is tired of my shit now.
Miles
is used to it, though.
What proof do you have to the contrary?
Fucking Ben White's a solid-ass dude.
In the prime.
Yeah, every time that motherfucker locks down an attacker, he gets another tattoo.
Which Champions League attackers has he locked down?
What Champions League attackers? Galano. They haven't played any good teams yet.
Exactly. Yeah, let's talk about United. I'm done with Champions League. We don't have to do a combined limb from the other three. Like, who cares?
Hold on.
Madrid City? That's kind of interesting.
Oh,
that is interesting.
Atletico Dortmund, guys.
No.
Which is actually a good tie.
All right.
It's going to be
for like a neutral.
It's going to be 0-0 extra time wins on pens. I promise you. It's going to be 0-0 for both legs.
Bro, what do you think Simeone's going to do? Anything different than he's done already? Like no.
Nope.
Oh the first God. Legs in
It's
Madrid.
Called brutalist football.
So it'll be a little better.
All right. Goalkeeper.
Courtois.
Is he back? Yet?
No, he's not back. It's Ederson.
Yeah. Lunin.
Get out.
All right. Right back.
Kyle Walker. Center backs.
Walker's a fraud.
Okay.
Center backs. Does Rudiger and Militao make it in?
Militao makes it in. I don't know who's better. I don't watch Real Madrid.
Hey, at least he admits.
Rudiger, John Stones.
John Stones is...
General John Stones.
No. Let's look
John Stones
see.
Is a center back.
What?
Bro, all he does is play midfield.
Every single Manchester player does.
Chumeni played midfield. Center back this weekend. That's crazy.
City's weird because they play center backs as full backs.
I know. And then they... Yeah.
Left back? Or have we decided?
Center backs, John Stones, Rudiger.
Sure.
Okay. Right back, Kyle Walker. Left back, probably just say like Nathan Ake.
Fernandinho.
No, Nathan Ake.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Center mids, Federico Valverde, Kevin De Bruyne, Rodri. Thank you. Moving on. All right.
Tchouaméni over Valverde.
No.
You're going to have... Wait, hold on. You're going to have... Rodri's the defensive
mind. Oh, my God. Never mind. Jubelium. Fuck.
Oh, my God.
We're so stupid.
We actually always do.
Bellingham, De Bruyne, and Rodri.
Loki, if we...
Oh, yeah.
Rodri, wait.
Bellingham, De Bruyne, Rodri is a great balance.
Midfield. The amount of quality in this is
that's fair.
Crazy. Sure.
And then striker,
honestly,
you just
lately,
go Holland,
if we're going, over the last few months, De Bruyne does not make it into this team.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I guess.
Give me Bellingham. Give me Valverde. Give me Rodri.
For the pure fact that he's been injured, though.
Vinicius.
Yeah, fair.
Holland.
Yeah, but he just has not hit the ground running since.
Yes,
Who's
has.
Right wing?
No, he
Rodrigo? Who's right wing for City?
Foden,
Silva.
No. Alvarez played out there.
Rodrigo
for City.
Silva has played out there.
Rodrigo? I don't know.
Sometimes they start Brian Diaz,
too. You
have
to put Foden in there.
Foden
has to be in there.
I guess. Yeah, he's having a really good season.
Who's been your best player in the Prem this season?
Foden.
Mine's been Foden, yeah.
Best player of the season? Best, like, for every team?
Like, who's
going to
win
City?
It?
Like, player of the season in the Prem this year. I got Foden. I think Foden.
Probably.
It's actually been tight.
I think Declan Rice is genuinely up there. Like
I
think it'll come down to who wins the Prem. If Liverpool win it, it'll probably be Salah.
And I think if Arsenal win it, it's Declan Rice.
Yeah.
And if City win it, obviously it'll be fun.
Cool.
Nice. Declan Rice lifting the Player of the Year trophy. That's weird.
That's possible.
Prem,
like
that's
a center
weird.
Defensive midfielder?
Yeah, that's weird.
Like, that's odd.
I know.
Okay.
United.
United. No.
Unless you have Aaron listening, which we definitely don't.
Is he a Dortmund fan?
Yeah.
He is.
He's a fraud Dortmund fan.
United, talk to me about it. And how was it?
Ethereal.
Oh my God, what an adjective.
I don't know what that
is. Should we, magical. Are we doing this?
Goosebump inducing.
Sorry. Go ahead. Talk. Be happy for a second. I'm listening.
No, listen, there hasn't been a lot to get happy about with United lately, but this has been like a historical win that I'm going to remember for a very, very long time.
That's the wrong use of that word. Historic win.
Historical
win is everything that's ever happened in history.
So the hate begins. The hate begins.
No. That's
shout out Jeff. Jeff.
Yeah.
Were you there for that?
I was there for that.
Historical is like everything that happened. Me speaking right now is historical. It's just a point in history. So what you just said is that was a point in history win. A historic win is a meaningful win that has more meaning beyond just what it when it happened.
All right, so it was a big win. I think I'm not going to pretend, and I'm not going to sit here and pretend that it was like some crazy performance or that we beat the brakes off Liverpool. I think we're the better team. That was a product of a lot of Liverpool being pretty poor. Mm. Lots of vibe ball yesterday, especially as we've gone to extra time, players got tired, et cetera, et cetera. This wasn't – Ten Hag got a lot of things right, but it's not Ten Hag masterclass. Certainly not a Klopp masterclass.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, this was individual moments of brilliance mostly, helped by, I think, a pretty smart setup by our manager.
Okay.
But, hey, I'm quick to hate on the players, so I'll love them here. A massive shout-out to Amad Diallo.
Yeah, he played great.
He did.
He worked hard. He won a tackle that led to the goal as well.
I've been sat in the studio talking about Amad Diallo, and, like, it's such an irrelevant name because, like, before this week, you're like, who?
Don't say that.
We know who he is. He just got shipped off.
I know, but like you've had no reason to pay him any attention.
Well, yeah, because he hasn't done shit.
I thought he was still in Sunderland, to be honest with you. So
exactly.
Sunderland. I thought he was in Rangers. Don't say we know who it was.
I'm not calling you frauds or anything, but like.
But just because he scored suddenly.
This has been like my boy who I've been backing for so many years. And the going's been getting so tough for Amad Diallo lately, and to see him score this winner and just outside of that have like an amazing cameo performance has been amazing.
Okay, how long has he been back in the United squad?
Like 2 seconds.
I'm looking for.
Yes, he came back this winter.
This winter?
Yeah.
Okay, and has he been injured or has he just not been playing?
He's just not been playing, and he's not going to play for the rest of the season. Let's be honest here.
Probably not.
Bro, my fucking buddy Nick texted me. I just opened a snap. He said, fuck you and your Manchester United fucks. Liverpool deserved that fucking win. No, fuck you.
No one deserves that. No,
fuck they didn't.
All right, elephant in the room. You enjoyed Bruno's performance somehow?
Oh, my God.
Let's do it. Round one, begin.
It was a generally solid performance with... he made a mistake.
See, again, not a bad mistake, not a disgusting mistake, just a mistake. Oh, it just led to a goal. Oh, just a little mistake that led to a goal. You know, it doesn't really matter.
Like, it's not like
he lost the ball on his own fucking goal line, on his own corner flag. He lost the ball. And you know what? Oh, well. Shit happens. Oh, well. He'll get him next time. Your captain loses the ball on the corner flag. Oh, well.
This is the thing, Blake. Like, I don't... When... What's your reason for hating Bruno so much?
Because I don't think he's good. And you talk about him like he's the second guy in Christ. Okay. And he's not good.
From my perspective, I don't just defend him because he's Portuguese or whatever. Like,
you kind of do.
No, but like, what's the alternative to Bruno Fernandes at Manchester United? Like, Bruno made a mistake.
Hey, Scott McTominay has been putting up better numbers.
He's been pretty poor the last couple weeks.
So,
let's bring in Christian Eriksen to play as our 10.
Criticize him at all?
I've been criticizing him.
He made such a terrible mistake, and you can't even call it a bad mistake. You're trying to justify it for some reason.
Yes. Liverpool would not have scored their second goal if Bruno Fernandes did not give that ball away. Let's also acknowledge the fact that Manchester United would not have won that game if Bruno Fernandes was not on the pitch.
Oh, I think that's incorrect. I think he barely did anything. He gave the ball away so much in that second half and
that's
an extra
just
time.
Bruno.
That's terrible.
Bruno.
That's bad. You want a player that gives a ball away?
Bruno will play those balls that are either going to unlock the defense and be super impressive or he's going to give the ball away. Like, he's he's going to play that Hollywood pass because no one on United besides him will play that Hollywood pass.
Oh, my God.
That line breaker, that ball sender, that service provider. No one else is sending those balls in besides Bruno Fernandes. And yes, his proficiency has been way down these last couple months. Maybe that's why I'm praising him so much right now, because like over the standards that you set over the last little bit, like it was a step up. He's not where he should be. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying big picture that he's been good the last couple months, but like credit's due. Like, yes, he made a mistake, but no, we would not have won that game if he wasn't there. That's just the facts.
I respectfully disagree, but I understand what you're saying. Goldbridge backed me up too, and I thought the same thing. Goldbridge wanted him
to. You know what didn't back you up? The foot mob page just pulled up to tell me his rating because he thought it was bad, but it's actually an 8 out of 10.
And that means everything, right? Foot mob means everything.
Just saying, an expert panel of analysts versus one Blake Talibas.
Bro, because he probably got one assist. That's why his rating was good.
That's.
But when you look at it, that's not. You think Onana deserved an 8.3 after conceding 3 goals? Probably not. That first goal, the one where he parried right back into danger, probably not great.
But he was so solid.
You think Rashford was good after missing? Okay, I know they were offside. After missing those chances, you think Rashford was an 8-4 on the game? An 8-4? You break Rashford in an 8-4 over those 120 minutes. Oh my God, don't. Oh my God, Julian. Oh my God. Okay.
Let's not act like he was like a 6. Maybe like a 7.5 would have been right more.
Yeah. So,
let's not pretend like he was terrible.
Kobbie Mainoo had a 7.2. Do you think that's right? No, he should have been higher because he played great, but he has 7.2.
7.2 is probably valid.
Okay. Well, okay. Mr. Julian's just never going to agree, but whatever. I think Bruno had a very mid game, and I think he's overrated.
Specific habits of his?
When he loses the ball and he complains, when he looks for fouls.
I was about to say this part.
That's what he did on the fucking goal. That's literally what he did. He did it again.
Everybody complains. It's 2024, Blake. Every player complains.
Oh my God, he's your captain. You lose it in your own third and you complain and act like it. Oh no, I'm dying. No, get up and win the ball back.
It's cringe. Look, everybody hates Patrick Beverley, but everybody would love Patrick Beverley on their team. It's the same with Bruno Fernandes. I'm done. If you play for Arsenal, you respectfully would love him.
No, I wouldn't. No, hold on.
Bruno Fernandes is a shithouse. Aaron Ramsdale is one of your favorite players, and he's a massive shithouse.
Yeah, and
if he's on your team, you love him. If he's on your rival's team, expectedly, you hate him. That's exactly what this is with Bruno Fernandes' agenda.
I hate him as a captain. I just think he's a terrible captain.
Also, this is one of the best games that we've seen over the past year, and your only takeaway that you're giving me is Bruno Fernandes was shit.
Personally, I'm done with this podcast. I don't
professional hating.
No, I'm professionally hating because he deserves the hate because he doesn't play like a captain does. He doesn't play like a Man United captain should. And frankly, he just doesn't have
How should a Man United captain be? Should it be Harry Maguire?
You because fucking tell me, brother. You watched him. If you're happy with him as your captain, fine by me. I'll never talk about it again because if that's the standard you want as your captain, okay, great. I'll shut the fuck up.
But who would be better?
It doesn't need to be internal. Why are you so okay with the mediocrity that's happening right now? It's embarrassing.
Because there's no alternative.
So you're just going to say mediocrity for the whole of the rest of United in your life?
I'm going to fucking call him out if I think he's doing wrong. But
you never do.
But I'm not going to call for him to be stripped of the fucking captaincy because what? You want Scott McTominay as your captain? You want Harry Maguire
as
captain?
I don't want anyone else in your team as captain. I want better. I just want better. It doesn't have to be internal.
I can external. Call for better without calling for change. You're calling for change.
Yes, because he's not a good captain.
But who would be a better captain on United?
Here we go. Are you not listening to what I'm saying? I'm not saying anyone at United would be a better captain than him right now.
You can't just say
he's not a good captain, but your whole team fucking sucks.
You can't just say that he doesn't deserve to be captain of United right now if there's no other alternative to be United captain.
I did say he doesn't deserve to be. I never said those words, did I?
You said he's not United captain.
Yeah, I said he's
not the quality to be a Manchester United captain.
Yes, but no one is on your team. But if he's the standard, then that's not good. If he's as good as it gets, then that's an issue. If his mentality is what a captain should be at Manchester United, and that's what you want going forward, that's an issue. Do you think in 5 years you want him as your captain? Do you want him as a captain in 5 years?
No, I don't. He's going to be, for one, he's going to be freaking 37, 38. I don't want him at this team anyways.
What? How old is he?
He's 32.
He's 32 he's and 32? He cries around like that? Holy fuck. That's embarrassing.
He's 32?
There's no way he's 32. Right? You must be wrong.
Look it up.
Is he 32? No way. That's why he sucks that bad.
The player's age, brother. Like, I don't know what to tell you. And he still runs around like he's 22.
Ah, here we go. He's 29, you dumbass.
Is he actually?
He's such an idiot. Like, 32 is crazy. If that's the standard you
in
want.
In 5 years, he's still 35. Like, I wouldn't want him here anyways. My point still stands.
He's just, look, dude, he's not captain material.
I don't think so either.
He's been Manchester United's best signing poster, Alex Ferguson. Can you give him that credit?
Yeah, but because the other signings have been
our best performer.
If that's the standard.
Literally has been, over the past decade,
is that the standard?
Manchester United's best player.
Is that the standard?
I'm not saying it's the Bruno of the past year. No. The Bruno of 2020.
COVID, when there was no fans.
And he was great for a big part of last season too, okay? And that was with fans, that was with everything, okay? Plus, he saved us a bunch of times in 2022. Season?
Might have.
Yeah.
But that doesn't take away the 50 other games where he was fantastic.
But do you see what I mean? No. If you're going to get mad at me for pointing out his flaws and the games he's played genuinely fucking horrendous, you can't sit there and go, oh, but look, like... he's so good because he had 50 other games. You dismiss the fucking red flags that show up every so often, and they shouldn't show up in a captain like that. It should be consistent, and you should not have a 7-0 performance, and you should not have that losing the ball at the corner flag. You should not have that in you as a captain.
If I have 50 pieces of evidence that a player is good and one piece of evidence that he's bad, I'm going to take the 50. I'm sorry. And I know that's... fucking hyperbole, that's ignoring your point. There are red flags with Bruno right now, especially as the last few months. But I'm not going to take that and completely disregard his whole body of work over 4+ years now at Manchester United. I'm not going to do that yet. If he's still bad through the end of this season, into next season, I'm like, okay. But when I look at Manchester United, when I look at their problems, when I look at areas we should improve, when I look at things to actually put my energy and care into... about our issues, Bruno Fernandes is not and shouldn't be the first place my mind goes. Absolutely. Like, we need to put that energy into Bruno, whatever, Blake, but put that same energy into our center back problem, put that same energy into the players that are always injured, put that same energy into the tactics, which have been bad, our owners, which have been horrendous for 2 decades now, put that same energy into our midfield issues.
Fair.
About our attackers being incompetent, about everything. And this has been my issue with you. I'm not disagreeing with the fact that Bruno has been underperforming for months. But keep that same energy with other areas that deserve that attention even more.
Sure. I do hate on Bruno because I hate him as a player. I think he's bad.
It's a bias, can we admit? It's an agenda.
A little bit of bias, but you also have an agenda for him as well, a good agenda.
The only reason I do, of course, like Portuguese, whatever, like fantastic. I actually think in the Portuguese national team right now, he shouldn't start at all. Think Bernardo Silva is clear. Juan Felix is clear at the moment. We play him on the wing at the moment, so probably like a couple of the wingers are clear.
Yeah.
I don't want him on the national team at the moment. I defend him so much because you overhate him. So of course I'm going to over defend him. Obviously, every time you hate on him so much, I'm going to come back and defend.
Fair.
So, okay.
That was good back and forth. I don't think
back and forth is something to call it.
It was a good fourth.
Who was the fourth?
Well, I was thinking more like argument, not back and forth.
Oh, it was good. Oh, agreed. Neither of our minds are changed, which is fine. But at the end of the day,
That's what makes these talks so special. You know, one of them is rooting for Bruno, one of them isn't. But you know damn well, no matter what they say, nothing will change their minds. They're just yelling to yell.
At what point are we just gonna fight in studio? Like
pretty soon.
Once we have our own studio and none of the material actually.
It's gotten close.
All right, Ju, send us home. Let's get out of here.
All right, we're not covering how bad Chelsea is.
Yeah, no, they're
poop.
They won.
No, but like Spurs.
But like,
oh, Spurs losing 3-0. Quickly.
You know exactly what's on my screen.
Spurs 3-0. I'll say quickly. How do you go from beating your biggest rivals for top four, 4-0, and then lose 3-0 to Fulham.
So bipolar.
I don't know, but I love it. Anthony Robinson got an assist. Which, sorry, what does that bring up? Anthony Robinson assist? What would that be relevant for
me? 11 points for Blake's FPL.
FPL, and sorry, just round it up. What place am I in right now, Julian?
So, Blake Talbot is currently in third place in our league, which sends Miles Yelberga down to the bottom. Do you have anything to say to that?
No, I don't.
Big theme today.
Only 4 points.
What do you
points,
want me to say?
Only 4 points behind Miles. You can catch up.
Fuck. And right, you have, sorry, and I'm you gonna have, go home, and guys. He has a triple I'm gonna captain. Study FPL Raptor. I'm gonna get on Twitter. Go on TikTok.
Yes.
Look through deeply because last time I checked, it's so much more important about your fantasy Premier League than the actual Premier League.
Oh. Miles, that Tottenham kit on your body is gonna matter a lot to you. Okay.
Yeah. Sure.
So watch up.
Uh-huh.
Watch okay. up. All right.
Yeah.
Watch up.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just invest 30 minutes a week. That's all you have to do.
30 as minutes you're making, a week? I don't give a
you're
fuck.
You're getting ready in the morning. You're making your coffee. Miles you just throw that on.
Or alternatively, you could watch other football games.
Or.
Yeah, or I can continue doing or, what I'm doing.
Or you just literally look up a Twitter account. You say, like, okay, he likes this player. I should transfer from this player.
It's just CBA, honestly. Can't be asked.
And that's why you're going to wear a Tottenham kit.
I know, but it's just.
You've done this yourself. Can we
make? Yeah, no. No, yeah.
Miles, when you were first, you were talking smack.
I still spent the exact same amount of time on Twitter of FPL Raptor or whatever as I do today, which is absolutely zero. And that's so
all power to you, Miles.
Yes. So over like 5 games when you're leading, like yeah, we call that a fluke.
Yeah.
For a reason.
Fuck.
Now what this is called is a return to the mean. Yeah.
Anyway, whatever.
Soufal shot was good though. Miles came in second for the week.
Bro. Okay.
Miles came in second this week. So this week, so since FA Cup and everything, a lot of games got canceled. So there are only 4 fixtures in the Prem this weekend.
Miles is insufferable today. Jeez.
A lot of teams blanking, so we all hit our free hit. So that means our teams consisted of Pedro Porro, Sergio Reguilón, fucking
I didn't put Reguilón.
Yeah,
Carlton Morris.
I benched him.
Morgan Gibbs White.
I benched him.
Morgan Gibbs White's a crazy Flecken. Show.
Hey, Morgan gives away 7 points delivered for
Digne.
Me.
Digne.
And I was gonna bring David Dutro Fofana in. I showed Blake, and then last minute I'm like, no, I can't. This is too niche. And he scored. Yeah, just FPL for you, isn't it?
That is just FPL for you.
It's fine. I'm still 150 points ahead.
Anyways, FPL is going great. That Spurs is gonna look lovely. Should we place the order now?
I think we broke Miles. Like, are you okay?
I'm tired. I want to go home.
What time is it?
Fucking hell.
It's 9:30. Days. We're not getting home till 11.
Yeah. Fuck. This is what we do for the pod, though.
Fuck yeah. Spurs. It's dedication. Isn't it?
I don't give a fuck. I'll wear this kit even though they fucking came in 6th place next year. This season.
You tell them.
You're going to wear that kit proudly? But you're just going to affirm that? I'm putting up any fight.
What am I gonna do?
If I was last place,
FPL? Like what?
Dude, if I was in your position
Bro,
right now,
I'm trying
I would
FPL,
go home.
But it's not like it's not something that I look too deeply into. I have other interests in my life that don't go into.
If I was last place at the moment,
respectfully, if I had to wear a Marseille kit, I think I'd kill myself. I'd rather kill.
If
myself.
I was last place right now,
of course
with 10...
I want to fucking kill myself. I'd have to wear a Spurs kit. What do you want me to do about
then
it?
Then do something about it.
You have to make
also,
that picture.
He's doing it himself. Holland's been available for like. 8 games
I don't have
now.
14 mil in the bank, Blake, all right? If you want to help me with my finances.
Exactly. Transfers, you do 2 transfers, you transfer 1 expensive
who?
Player out.
Tell me who. Because clearly you're going to help him out, but
take
not
a minus
me.
4.
Can I be honest? You guys,
we want to help you out. I'm going to help Miles.
Sell De Bruyne and sell Tony, and you easily have 14 mil in the bank.
They've helped me out with like 2 game weeks. That's it. Like literally it.
I helped him out.
Is
him
it worth taking
the only game
the
week I helped him out in?
And you know why? You know why we would help him out, Miles? Because he asked. Because he cares. And now, Miles, I want to help you too. But you have to want it. You have to want me.
I want you.
I want you.
I want you.
Well, gentlemen.
On that note, it's been...
Take it away.
Are you okay, though? Like, genuinely?
For the 3 of us, it's been really fun.
Miles.
It's been
look,
okay.
Look at me.
You I'm know fine. I'm just tired.
You know it's love.
I know. It's fine. I don't...
Early bedtime.
I've right? never I watched... I don't think I've ever actually watched Joshua Kimmich play before. So... I mean, other than like the World Cup, I don't think I, other than maybe COVID, where I woke up to watch Bayern play what like 30 minutes of football. Oh my God,
that's amazing.
Never
that's
seen him play a game.
That's
amazing.
He's been holding that in all pod. That's amazing.
I don't even know what number he is.
Have you watched more?
We have our intro, boys and girls. We have our intro.
What? What's the question?
Do you think you've watched, over the past year, do you think you've watched more Bayern Munich or Wrexham?
Bayern Munich.
So how
okay, really? What? Are Wrexham sure? For the documentary, but other than that, I've never watched.
That's a lot of hours.
Yeah, but that's watching entertainment where it's all scripted. It's not fucking sitting down and watching a painful 90 minutes of League Two football. It's a difference.
National League, by the way. They weren't League Two.
Yeah. Okay, okay, Bayern.
Did you see Ben Foster's penalty save?
Bayern.
Okay.
Yeah.
If I was going to catch him out, that would have been a hook right there.
Who's the Bayern manager right now, Miles?
Excuse me. He used to be the German, what's his name? Give me the first letter of his name.
He really didn't.
Don't give him any money.
Oh, Tuchel. Yeah.
No.
Not Tuchel?
It is.
What are you talking about? Yes, it is.
Yeah, I'm trying to prank him.
A little bit of fraud.
Bro, we have so many frauds in it. Bro, okay.
Bro, Premier League is all that matters. Biggest fucking league in the world is all that matters. All
right, fuck this. I'm doing it. I never do the outro, but I'm doing the outro today because it's been a really nice, fun pod. We've had some laughs. We've had some cries. We've had some screams. And what does that have a recipe for? A wonderful and an enjoyous real football podcast. It's been Blake. It's been Miles. It's been Antoine. It's been Julian. And we are out.
Yeah.